The Gaza Strip, hospitals are struggling mightily to care for patients. This doctor spoke with the BBC.
The situation in the hospital is catastrophic.
He says the hospital he's working at is barely functioning. The BBC's Tom Bateman says another hospital, the largest in Gaza, is in even more dire straits.
There are anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 patients, staff and displaced people that are all on that compound. So you have a very, very serious situation that remains there. Premature babies that are being treated without the right kit, without the incubators that they need. So the health concerns remain very grave.
Yesterday, President Biden said the Al-Shifa Hospital, quote, must be protected.
It's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Hundreds of Jewish people and their supporters occupied part of a federal building in Oakland yesterday, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. But a rabbi at a nearby temple, Mark Bloom, disagrees with the protesters.
I understand why they would want a ceasefire. Who doesn't support a ceasefire and peace in general? But in this particular case, Hamas has said that they don't want a ceasefire. A ceasefire means their ability to rearm, to prepare to kill more Israelis.
Bloom is in Washington today for a planned march in support of Israel, which is expected to draw tens of thousands of people. The U.S. Supreme Court now has a code of ethics, but CBS's Jan Crawford says it may not mollify the court's critics.
This is not going to satisfy Senate Democrats. This is a code of conduct. It's similar to what all federal judges now have to adhere to, but there is no enforcement mechanism, so to speak. It's up to the justices to enforce compliance, and already, we're seeing some of those Senate Democrats, like Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, hammering that.
The code includes guidelines for recusals and speaking engagements. California Governor Gavin Newsom says arson is to blame for the fire on Saturday that has forced the indefinite closure of part of busy Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
This weekend is shaping up to be Carmageddon. We've got the UCLA-USC game. The Kings are playing, and ironically, it's opening weekend at the L.A. Auto Show, and all of it's happening just a couple of miles from this freeway disaster.
Students and teachers at the University of Idaho on Monday remembered the four students who were killed a year ago. The man police believe killed the four was arrested about 6 weeks later. Prosecutors are asking for the death penalty in the case. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked. stagnant. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 60 today, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 39 tonight, partly cloudy. 60 tomorrow, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback.
Are you surprised to learn there's an international business on Main Street in Nakusa? Jacoby Custom Cues calls billiards one of the most popular recreational activities. It should know more than 3,000 cues are produced there every year. Jacoby started with two employees in 83 and now has more than two dozen. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer on the board. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023, now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back into hour number 2 of the big show. Glad to have you along on a Monday afternoon. Again, coming to you now, those of you who might not have listened in a while, we're now noon until 2. Each and every afternoon, Monday through Friday, happy to be here. And then our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will follow with a brand new expanded edition each and every day, a 2-hour show of Matt Flynn direct every day from 2 until 4. Always happy to have Matt Flynn along with us on an afternoon. Happy to have you there as well. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we'll give you our what's worse question for today. Pretty good one involving Mike Johnson.
Oh, boy.
So there you go, Mike. Yeah, I'll just give you a hint. Mike Johnson is part of today's What's Worse. And we'll tell you more a little bit later. Also, I'm going to give you some audio because I think that's the best way. You know, again, my opinion, you know, I try to have an informed opinion, and I get that, and that's fine. But oftentimes, I think it's better to go right to the source. And so later on in this hour, we are going to play you a couple of cuts from an interview by Mike Heller of the Badger Radio Network. And he talked to a couple of Wisconsin Badger football players after that loss to Northwestern at home on Saturday. And I think it really cuts to the chase of what's going on and the challenges that Wisconsin football faces, not just this weekend on Saturday, played against Nebraska at home and then going to Minnesota to try to get the axe back, but moving forward. And so we'll talk a little sports in the second half hour of the program as well. So all that coming up a little bit later. Right now, I want to get to, I appreciate the calls and the texts in hour number one, prompted by what Trevor Noah, former Daily Host show host, said over the weekend. Trevor Noah has a new podcast called What Now launching. I haven't heard it the first episode yet, but it sounds fantastic. It's about having conversations. And so I want to get into some of these conversations this half hour. And the first one I want to get into is the reality of what's going on in Washington as we are now less than 1 week away from a potential government shutdown. If Congress cannot find a way to get its act together, specifically the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Speaker Mike Johnson enters big government shutdown days ahead of the deadline, according to CNN. House Speaker Mike Johnson's two-step plan to keep government open beyond November 17th, which is this Friday, will face a major hurdle on the House floor this week, a critical moment for the new speaker who is facing his first major legislative test with just 4 days to avert a government shutdown. Already Johnson facing rebellion from the right wing of his conservative party, quickly criticizing his plan on social media and vowed to vote against it, leaving him in a position where he will likely need Democratic votes to pass the bill before the Friday deadline. Here's what he's trying to do. And I don't get this, but instead of having one continuing resolution, they called a CR, in which they say, okay, we're going to fund government until, you know, they pick a date, January, February, whatever. He is splitting it into two. So Johnson's spending plan would fund government agencies through spending bills for the military, veterans affairs, transportation, housing and urban development, and energy and water through mid-January. Then funding for the remaining government agencies would expire on a second date on February 2nd. It's a plan that many Democrats have blasted as a gimmick, but have also acknowledged can't be dismissed outright given that time is limited and control of Congress is divided. I've never seen this before, having a split continuing resolution. And by the way, it does not include any aid for Israel. It does not include any aid for Ukraine. And for Republicans in particular, it includes no additional monies to shore up the southern border. But again, Democrats can't just dismiss this out of hand, helping Johnson pass this, because here's the reality. If they can't get a continuing resolution by this weekend, it could cause a travel nightmare. From The Hill, from thehill.com, Thanksgiving shutdown sets up nightmare scenario for travelers. According to The Hill, government days away from the shutdown this weekend, which could force the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA employees, and federal air traffic controllers to work without pay. Just as the busy Thanksgiving travel season begins, around 4.7 million people are expected to fly over the 5-day period surrounding Thanksgiving, the highest projection in nearly two decades, post-COVID, post-pandemic. These are the busiest travel days of the year and could collide with a government shutdown unless Congress can come to a deal. More than 50,000 TSA officers and 13,000 Federal Aviation Administration air traffic controllers would be expected to continue to work without pay until the government is funded. Now, remember, the TSA workers are among the lowest paid already in government. And during the last shutdown in 2019, large numbers called in sick weeks into the shutdown after they'd missed pay. And who can blame them, right? That pressure was credited in part to ending the standoff with Congress in 2019. Can you imagine? I mean, I've never traveled in the air on an airplane over Thanksgiving, but I hear it can be quite aggravating. Can you imagine being in these lines over Thanksgiving and then the government shuts down at midnight on Saturday morning and a bunch of these TSA people just say, well, screw that, I'm not coming in. And suddenly the lines that are already horrendously long continue to do so. This could all be averted if the majority Republican Party in the House of Representatives did its job. So it's going to be very interesting this week to see if new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, can keep his caucus together and have the votes that he needs in order to keep government running. You have travel plans this weekend? Are you worried about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us on the Civic Media app as well. not get, by the way, if you go to the, like a lot of the CNN main website page, I had to dig for that story. It's not even on like the main page. It's all about Trump's trial right now. What's going on? And that's fine. That's important. But there's a lot more going on in this country right now. Then I mean, look, the Trump folks are they're either going to get convicted or and they're going to get fined or put in jail or they're not. But the nation's going to keep on chugging along or not. And if Congress can't do its job, if Republicans can't do their job and keep government open, our military is not going to get paid. And again, it could absolutely wreak havoc this weekend if you're traveling around, particularly on planes. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You thought, have you ever seen the movie Mr. Zombers, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I sure have. And hopefully, I've never had a travel story quite that bad. I think most people have not because that's ridiculous.
Horrendous, yeah.
But at the same time, we could be expecting a little more than that, especially because I believe I saw somewhere that holiday travel is expected to be up this year compared to recent years,
right.
Like a lot,
yeah.
Which makes sense because we're finally far enough distanced from the brunt of the pandemic that people feel safe again.
Right.
And if we only have like half the staff, it could be a nightmare.
It could be a big nightmare. So we'll keep track of this. And I would encourage you to call your congressional representative, particularly Republicans, and say, pass a continuing resolution. Keep government open. Because the men and women of our military deserve to get paid. As well as every other federal worker, by the way. But in particular, the men and women of the military. I want to move into another subject here, and I would love the phone calls, love a conversation about this, of where Donald Trump is going in his rhetoric over the weekend with this so-called Veterans Day speech that had little to do with veterans, and also a story on Axios called Behind the Curtain, Trump Allies Are Pre-Screening Loyalists. We had a caller earlier in the first hour bring up Project 2025. Well, there's something else called Agenda 47. Agenda 47. If you've never heard about it, we're going to tell you on the other side what it is and what the implications could mean. These are difficult conversations. They're not making... I mean, to think that the leading candidate for the nomination of one of the two major political parties in the United States of America is putting together a plan to screen loyalists, to use the government to put in authoritarian, if not fascist type of rule of law in this country, should scare the bejesus out of people. And it's time we start talking about this and calling it for what this is. Not just politics is normal, all right? This is not disagreeing on policy. This is a major political party allowing their front runner to put together a plan to overtake or control the government for their own purposes. Come back, talk about it, and welcome your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back on the other side, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Talking before the break a little bit about the potential government shutdown looming late Friday night into early Saturday morning if a continuing resolution or an agreement is not reached by midnight Saturday morning. And the implications it could have to Thanksgiving Day travel. One person on the text line, remember you can text us on your Apple or Android device. Lisa Joe from Madison, listening in on WMDX, says, I would cheer in solidarity if TSA called for a wildcat strike. Nobody should work without pay. Well, I agree nobody should work without pay. But then again, if it was your kid on a plane, or you're trying to get somewhere with a toddler, do you want to be stranded in an airport? I mean, you know, I think the best thing is to say that our elected officials in Washington, D.C., particularly Republicans in the House of Representatives, should do their job. And simply, there's no reason they can't pass a continuing resolution. There's no reason other than to be petty and small. There's no reason they can't do that. It doesn't mean they have to, even though I might not agree on a lot of their positions, they don't have to back down their position to keep government going, to pay TSA workers and military and others while they debate this. That's my point. So I think the pressure should be on Republicans in the House of Representatives, Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd District, Brian Stile in the 1st, down by Janesville, Beloit, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grossman, Tom Tiffany, Mike Gallagher. Those folks in Wisconsin should have the pressure put on them to pass a continuing resolution while they debate the rest. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Speaking before the break here about Donald Trump and what he plans to do with this so-called Project 2025 and Agenda 47 now. Dana from La Crosse, listening in on WLCX, we appreciate you, says, quote, Trump has gone full on fascist, full stop, unquote. I mean, if you look at what he's saying, he's certainly saying fascist things. You can't deny he's certainly going full on authoritarian. And then finally, and I honestly appreciate this text from the Shaw, WAUK in Waukesha. Texter says, quote, one thing bad about this station is you make certain subjects sound like the world is ending, unquote. Look, I think that's a fair critique, that hearing these facts and this news can make it sound like the world is ending. I try to also give people hope and encouragement, because I believe that we, the voters, you and I, can still change things at the ballot box. But I think to stick our heads in the sand and always be Pollyanna and the world is beautiful and there's nothing wrong, I just don't want people to be caught flat-footed. And I talked to Mr. Zommers and our co-executive producer, Chris Pauls, about this over the weekend. I said, we have just under now 1 year before the next election. I don't want to look back a year from now and have regrets. I don't want to look back and say, hey, we didn't get out accurate, good information to people before the election. I don't want to look back and say, hey, we could have had more fun. We could have done more fun things. I want to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity every day, because to have this microphone, to have this opportunity is a privilege. It's an honor. I get that. And I want to take that very seriously. But I have to balance trying to stay positive and hopeful, which I am, but that doesn't mean not reporting what's going on. And I get it. I get it. That could be very depressing. It sounds like the world is ending. But if you look at what Donald Trump, and by the way, hardly anybody is talking about Joe Biden over the weekend giving a fantastic speech at Arlington National Cemetery of inclusion, of bringing people together. Talking about his son, Bo Biden, who went into the military. And he asked him, he said, why? Why are you doing this? And he said, Dad, because it's my duty. It's my duty. And Joe Biden saluted all, not just his son, but everyone who has risen to the call of duty in this country. Never mentioned Republicans doing this or Democrats, just Americans. That's what a president does. It was a great speech, hardly covered by media over the weekend. But what was covered was what Donald Trump said over the weekend and what he sent out on social media. Going to read you a couple of lines. This is Donald Trump over the weekend, quote, in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communist, Marxist, fascist, and radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, lie, steal, and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and the American dream. And he goes on from there. What raised the ire of a lot of folks is talking like this and saying like vermin, which is directly out of Adolf Hitler's language, Nazi language. And what raised my eyebrows even further was saying that he would rise up against people who do anything legally or illegally. In other words, even if they're taking legal action, which we don't like, we're still going to rise up against them. That to me is dangerous. It's dangerous rhetoric. That's beyond policy. That's beyond whether we should raise taxes or cut taxes, beyond whether what you think about funding education. This is fundamentally attacking and assaulting the basic tenets of American democracy. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond. One of our longtime listeners, Jay, listening in London. Jay, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We're hanging in there. A beautiful day here in Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I know. Is anyone listening to the language of the top right?
Well, we're trying to listen. We're trying to report it.
Yeah. Todd, I'm really scared. And then you know why? And the folks at Wall Street, can somebody speak to them? They think he's not going to go after them. He's going to come after them.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into this a little bit in a minute here. But yeah, there is a plan, reportedly. One of them is called Project 2025. The other is Agenda 47, where Trump is, and he, not just him, but his people around him, are already screening people's social media profiles and whatnot to create a list if he should get elected again and put back in office so that he can control and only put into even civil service type jobs only people who agree with him politically.
And this organization is involved. It's called, I don't know, you know it very well, called the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, the Heritage Foundation. Yes, exactly. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Yes, the Heritage Foundation is also deeply aligned. Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you so much for calling. Always appreciate you calling. We're going to come back with more people on the line. We see you there. Don't go away, as our friend Matt Flynn says, because this great article from Axios called One Big Thing, Behind the Curtain, Trump Allies Pre-Screen Loyalists. We'll explain, take more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. The largest hospital in Gaza is surrounded by Israeli forces. CBS's Tina Kraus.
Israel's military says it's trying to facilitate the delivery of incubators to the hospital.
Our war is against Hamas, not against the people in Gaza. Especially not the sick.
The Supreme Court has created its first ever code of ethics for the justices. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This all stems largely from undeclared lavish gifts and travel accommodations received by Justices Thomas and Alito.
The justices will enforce compliance with the code themselves. On Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin took to the field for the first time this season.
And DeMar Hamlin with the tackle.
Joe Buck with a call on ESPN. Hamlin nearly died after going into cardiac arrest after a hard hit during a game against Cincinnati in January. He was resuscitated on the field. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 60 today, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 39 tonight, partly cloudy. 60 tomorrow, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you yeah. used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Together, and somehow pass a continuing resolution. And also then talking about this speech by former President Trump over the weekend, in which he lifted language from a former Hitler speech. And of course, his campaign spokesman says, well, it's just, you know, coincidence or whatever, and tries to fawn it off. I highly disagree with that. But there's an article in Axios that I'm going to get to you in a minute that talks about these plans, not just Trump has, but those around him should he get reelected. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Madison, appreciate you holding through the break. Kurt, what say you? Kurt, are you there?
Yep, sorry.
Yep, no problem. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So as someone who's a veteran, I find this incredibly insulting, and anybody that calls themselves a patriot of this country are a bunch of liars if they allow activity like this to happen. I'll just say this. No one goes in the military because that's where the money is. To give you a reference point, an E3 to E4 makes somewhere around $29,000 a year. And the difference between that and anybody else out there, yes, they get medical and dental and housing. I get that. But guess what? They're on call 24/7, and they have no say in their life what they can do. So by pulling stunts like this is I'm wordless for it, but I hope that if we ever gain control of the House and the Senate, we need to make new legislation that the military payroll never gets tied to any other BS that's going on when it comes to budgetary means. It's just unacceptable.
Kurt, first, thank you very much for your service. I appreciate you putting on the uniform, and thank you for what you've done for our country. Number two, I could not agree more with you. And I never served, and it's one of the few regrets I have in my life that I didn't, but I didn't. But I did have the opportunity for 5 years to work with our great military men and women when working for one of our congresspeople and doing military affairs. And I think to your point, a lot of people don't realize there are active duty, full-time men and women in the military who are getting housing, but some of that housing is in such disrepair that it's almost unlivable, and they can't afford or aren't able to live off base, and many of them are living in borderline poverty. And I have said for years, A, we need to increase the basic pay for our enlisted men and women, and I couldn't agree more, Kurt, that we should not tie their pay to the shenanigans and politics going on in Congress.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thank you so much. Kurt in Madison, would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to get to this story in Axios, an online publication called One Big Thing. Behind the curtain, Trump allies pre-screen loyals. Former President Trump's allies are pre-screening the ideologies of thousands of potential foot soldiers as part of an unprecedented operation to centralize and expand his power at entry level of the U.S. government if he wins in 2024, according to officials involved in the effort, telling Axios' Jim Vandehei and Mike Allen. Why it matters. Hundreds of people are spending tens of millions of dollars to install a pre-vetted pro-Trump army of up to 54,000 loyalists across government to rip off the restraints imposed on the previous 46 presidents. The screening for ready-to-serve loyalists has already begun, driven in part, wait for it, by artificial intelligence from tech giant Oracle, who's been contracted for the project. Social media histories are already being looked at. So what they're doing is Oracle, they're taking AI and they're looking at people already in government, people that might deserve or eligible for promotions, and they're reviewing what people have posted or said on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And anybody who doesn't align with them 100% are being weeded out so that they have this list of people that they can install on day one or close to it. Back to the story from Axios. When Trump took office in 2017, he included many conventional Republicans in his cabinet and key positions. I've been saying this now for months. Whether it was, you know, people from Wisconsin even, Reince Priebus, former chair of the Wisconsin Party, was his first chief of staff, Trump's, John Kelly, even Mark Meadows, people who said, look, Mr. President, you can't do that because it's not legal or constitutional. Those were people who were around him. According to the story at Axios now, those officials often curtailed his behavior and power. Now, Trump himself spends little time plotting government plans, but he is well aware of a highly coordinated campaign to be ready to jam government offices with loyalists willing to stretch traditional boundaries. What's happening? According to Axios, if Trump were to win, thousands of Trump first loyalists would be ready for legal, judicial, defense, regulatory, and domestic policy jobs. His inner circle plans to purge anyone viewed as hostile to the hard-edged agenda, the authoritarian-sounding plan he calls Agenda 47. Agenda 47, meaning he'd be the 47th president of the United States should he get elected again. The people leading, this is important, according to Axios, the people leading these efforts are not clownfish figures like Rudy Giuliani. They're smart, experienced people, many with very unconventional and elastic views of presidential power and traditional rule of law. To Jay's point, our caller before the break, or here last segment, according to Axios, behind the scenes, the government in waiting is being orchestrated by the Heritage Foundation's well-funded Project 2025, which already has published a 920-page policy book from 400-plus contributors. Think of it as a transition team set in motion years in advance. Heritage President Kevin Roberts tells us his apparatus is, quote, orders of magnitude, unquote, bigger than anything ever assembled for a party out of power. According to Axios, the policy series Mandate for Leadership dates back to the 1980s. But Paul Danz, director of Project 2025, told Axios, quote, never before has the entire movement banded together to construct a comprehensive plan to deconstruct the out-of-touch and weaponized administrative state, unquote. I mean, again, I get it. You say, geez, Todd, why? It just scares me. I want to turn it off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to think about it. I get that. But someone has to be here to discuss this. It's what Trevor Noah said. I said at the beginning of the show, these are hard conversations to have. They're not pleasant. But someone needs to discuss this because we have to face the realities that if Trump were to be reelected, and he could, this is the kind of stuff to come. So if you are a disaffected progressive or Democrat who is not excited to vote for Joe Biden, I implore you to think of these things we just talked about. If you're an independent, think what Trump, to our caller there from Madison, if you are a veteran, and maybe you're even a Republican veteran, that's great, that's fine. Thank you for your service. But think what Donald Trump is saying on Veterans Day in this country and juxtapose it, compare it to what John McCain said on Veterans Day, or what George W. Bush said on Veterans Day, or what George Herbert Walker Bush said on Veterans Day, or what Ronald Wilson Reagan, or what Dwight Eisenhower said on Veterans Day. This dude, Trump, is not in the same vein, in the same category, or on the same planet of any Republican that I've ever known. Not a Republican, actually. And this is this MAGA movement that has taken over what used to be the Republican Party. And it's real, and it could happen, and it's dangerous. And that is not an indictment on your everyday run-of-the-mill Republican voter. This is an indictment on one dude in particular, Trump himself, and the leadership of the MAGA movement, who doesn't want, as we said before, to look at reality. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your take on this as well. I was going to wait till after the break, but maybe we should just do it right now because this is pretty good. Let's turn the page a minute and ask you a what's worse question for Monday. How about that, Mr. Summers? Are we ready here? It's time once again for what's worse. This or that.
Choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this. Or you
time once again that. To ask you a question. You do not win anything. There is no money or prizes involved. Only your chance to be vocal across the state of Wisconsin on the air. We lighten things up a bit. Ask you the what's worse question for today. What's worse? Speaker Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? What's worse, having Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I mean, it's a close call, right? Because, I mean, I'm not too keen on this guy, Mike Johnson, with very little leadership. Never even chaired a committee in Congress. And now the Speaker of the House, two heartbeats away from the presidency. But having him being responsible for keeping government open, or property taxes, which is worse? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I believe we're Mrs. Zomber still screening the phone calls here, but we will get to you in just a minute. So stay with us. What's worse? Because look, property, nobody likes to pay property taxes, right? But for a variety of reasons, it seems like property taxes generally only go up and not down. So, I mean, that's something to think about. But anyway, what's worse? Speaker Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for listening. What is worse? Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? What say you?
Hello. Well, definitely having Johnson being a speaker is worse because I can live with paying property taxes because I get something in return. I don't get anything in return from that guy.
That is a great point. That's a great point, Cindy, that we do get something in return for property taxes. I love it. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. Dave in Minneapolis. Got about 30 seconds, Dave. What's worse, Mike Johnson in charge of keeping the government open, or property taxes?
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to comment on the mega comments you made, which I think are spot on.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't have a 3 second. I was just going to say, it's one of the most intelligent things I've heard from a Republican in a long time. I'm a longtime voter. Voted for all Republicans going back to Ronald Reagan. Never voted for a Democrat. And I don't understand why the current Republican leadership, they kind of got behind an anti-Trump after January 6th.
Hey, Dave, hang on. Dave, I'll take you after the break. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allbowl Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You don't know my kind.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, direct. In after the top of the hour national news, a quick check of weather, taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take you there, give you the update from a perspective of an attorney, two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. A veteran, by the way, Matt Flynn is. Navy veteran, proud of it. And all around just a great guy. Matt Flynn direct coming up at the top of the hour after the news. I want to go back, Dave, if you're still there in Minneapolis. Dave, I appreciate you holding the break. I thought we were just going to do a quick what's worse, but I appreciate you calling in on a more thoughtful conversation about being a Republican yourself. Go ahead and finish up your conversation. You were just saying you were intrigued by what the current iteration of the party and the leader Trump is saying, particularly veterans.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, your comments are so spot on and so intelligent. I'm just embarrassed because I've been a Republican my whole life that more Republicans aren't saying what you're saying. And I just don't know where the Republican leadership are because I'll admit, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But I could not vote for him, not only what he was doing during his administration, but then after January 6th, I've never seen anything like it before. And I think you're right on. He's dangerous now. And that whole mega movement is dangerous. And it's just the Republicans, they've gotten away from who they are, and they are going to keep losing elections until they disassociate themselves from Trump because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave, so
I appreciate your comments and keep up the good work.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for sticking with us. And that is exactly right there what we need more of. We need more people saying, look, you know, I may have voted for one party for a while or all my life, but there are fundamental tenets. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, as one caller earlier talked about. Our veterans, those who have served, the sanctity of their service, the sanctity of providing them with benefits and pay for our military. Those are things that any president, current, former, or wannabe, should not cross those lines. And we certainly should not have a leader in either party who is quoting Hitler and fascism and authoritarianism. And Dave's absolutely right. This is not a difference on policy. Hey, our taxes, speaking of property, our property tax is too high. That's a policy difference. We can have thoughtful or even, you know, aggressive debates on whether we should have higher or lower property taxes and what we should do with that revenue. That's healthy debate. We should not be having a debate on whether or not, as this Axios article points out, that there is now something called Agenda 47 and Project 2025 being put in place by a former president of the United States' team to prepare for another term where he is weeding out and looking at people that only... This isn't just, hey, did you support me in the election? Right? I mean, if you're making a political, so in government, doesn't matter whether it's state or national, there are two types of jobs, basically. Civil service jobs, which are what most of them are, which means that the government is not supposed to. In fact, there are laws in place to say you can't take partisanship into consideration, that you are applying for a job, be it in the Social Security Administration or defense or what have you, that these are civil service jobs. And it doesn't matter which administration, which party, which president is in office, you will have that job regardless. And then there are, those are civil service. Then there are political appointee jobs. You serve at the pleasure, it's called. You serve at the pleasure of the executive, whether it's the governor, whether it's the president. And it's understood that if you take one of those jobs, depending upon who is in office, you might be out. But what Trump's team is doing here, according to Axios, is setting it up so that these political standards would be used for civil service jobs as well. And only people that are loyal to Trump, who are loyal to MAGA, who would be willing to go against the Constitution, no matter what, in fidelity and loyalty to Trump, would be hired. And this is what is in place now, according to this story from Axios. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Catherine in Madison. Catherine, appreciate you listening and calling in. What say you? Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. Todd, I was really glad to hear that Trump is talking about what he would do if he regained the presidency, because the last time when he ran, the GOP never even put out a policy. They never put out a platform. So I think this is going to get a lot of information out, and I'm glad he's doing it, and at least people will make better decisions. I think we heard that from the Republican, longtime Republican caller you just had.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're spot on, Catherine, is that at least they're being more honest. Whether or not it's getting reported beyond this show and this network, I don't know. But at least you're right. At least they're telling us who they are. So I hope we better believe them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate exactly. Catherine, thank you so much for listening here on WMDX in Madison. Catherine's right, because whether it was Trump in 2016, remember, I had my coffee shop. I owned a small coffee shop in Madison. I was cleaning up late, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night sometimes. And I'd have CNN on a lot at night, cleaning up the coffee shop. And you had Don Lemon, former longtime anchor, then at night. And he'd have Trump on for 30, 45 minutes at a time. Basically, it was an infomercial. And he was just kind of his goofy self, and he was like from The Apprentice, little, you know, pot shots and whatnot. And you know, you never really heard what he would do. Same thing with Scott Walker. Scott Walker tried to pawn himself off as just kind of this nice, humble guy. Oh, I eat lunch out of a brown bag. Never talked about the fact that his intent was to destroy public education in Act 10. Not a word until he got in. And that is the danger. At least this time, we know what Trump is going to do if he gets a second term. Be aware, as they say in The Lion King. A little quick Broadway and musical reference for you. Coming up next, it was a great show. Thank you very much. Sorry we don't have time for a couple more callers who called in late. Call in tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn Direct. He is ready to take you to the front lines of history being made. You do not want to miss it. So don't touch that dial. Back with more tomorrow. Thank you to Mr. Zomers on the board and all of you for listening and calling. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin the day in Gaza, where the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital has deteriorated further as Israel battles for control.